The following is an address by Helen Spangler, a teacher of Christian Science. It's her association address of 1960, and the title is The Mission of Each Individual Christian Scientist. In the manual of the Mother Church, we read, quote, "At a meeting of the Christian Scientist Association, April 19, 1879, on motion of Mrs. Eddy, it was voted to organize a church designed to commemorate the word and works of our Master, which should reinstate primitive Christianity and its lost element of healing." Close quote. Jesus said, quote, "And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent." Close quote. From this, we understand that the mission of Christian Science is to unfold to us a clear, comprehensive understanding of God as eternal life, as divine love, infinite mind, the all-encompassing spirit, soul, divine consciousness, truth that is true all the time, everywhere, principle, the source of all law, power, government, substance, the substance which is, quote, "eternal and incapable of discord and decay," close quote. And then, to realize and be ever conscious of the fact that man is, quote, "the spiritual image and likeness of God, the full representation of mind." This is the unfoldment in our consciousness of the Christ, quote, "the divine manifestation of God, which comes to the flesh to destroy incarnate error." Close quote. Quote, "The Christ was the Spirit which Jesus implied in his own statements, 'I am the way, the truth, and the life. I and my Father are one.'" Close quote. Mrs. Eddy continues, quote, "Our Master taught no mere theory, doctrine, or belief. It was the divine principle of all real being which he taught and practiced. His proof of Christianity was no form or system of religion and worship, but Christian Science, working out the harmony of life and love." Close quote. Then, in order for God to be made manifest, this is the way and the place where it is to occur. Here, in this God consciousness, there is no night, no belief in evil, sin, sickness, death, poverty, dissension, war, jealousy, and the other etceteras of mortal belief. The divine mind is conscious of our existence, and mind, knowing the perfection of its own ideas, is a Christian Science treatment. In her message to the Mother Church for 1901, Mrs. Eddy writes, quote, "After Jesus had fulfilled his mission in the flesh as the Son of Man, he rose to the fullness of his stature in Christ, the eternal Son of God, that never suffered and never died. And because of Jesus' great work on earth, his demonstration over sin, disease, and death, the divine nature of Christ Jesus has risen to human apprehension. And we see the Son of Man in divine science, and he is no longer a material man, and mind is no longer in matter. Through this redemptive Christ truth, we are healed and saved, and that not of ourselves. It is the gift of God. We are saved from the sins and sufferings of the flesh and are redeemed of the Lord. Close quote. Furthermore, Jesus could have prevented the crucifixion and the sorrows he endured. He endured them for us. The question as to whether Jesus died on the cross, as the human sense of death is understood, cannot be answered by yes or no. The answer must include an explanation of what occurred to material sense testimony, to those who witnessed the crucifixion, and then what actually took place within the consciousness of Jesus himself. Undoubtedly, to the material sense of the friends and foes who were present at the crucifixion, Jesus died. But it is equally clear that the mesmerism of death never entered his consciousness. If he had, even for a brief period of time, given consent to the suggestion that his life was in his material body, and by destroying his body, his enemies could destroy his life and his momentous work, which was their innate desire, Jesus never could have proved his dominion over the claim of death and resurrected his body from the tomb. Jesus clearly foresaw the attempt to destroy his life by destroying his body, and he said plainly, quote, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." Close quote. In other words, Jesus knew that his human sense of body was the effect or structure of human thought, and that, as such, he could rebuild it by precisely the same thought process which enabled him to multiply the loaves and fishes. This momentous demonstration of Jesus differs only in a degree from the lesser ones which preceded it, those of healing disease, overcoming death, and stilling the tempest. The overcoming of a mild phase of disease is, in a degree, the overcoming of the claim of death. And to the extent that we realize the unreality of death, we are able to quickly and successfully heal the sick. If it were true that he did not die, why did Jesus cry out for help? It was because of the lack of understanding of his disciples. He never lost consciousness. He never fainted. He never lost dominion over all the circumstances incident to this most trying test and final proof of healing and teaching. Had Jesus protected himself from this severe test, the crucifixion, his demonstration would have been incomplete. He did this for us. Quote, 3 days after his bodily burial, he talked with his disciples. The persecutors had failed to hide immortal truth and love in a sepulcher. Close quote. This was Jesus' mission. We also have our mission. Quote, The Christian Scientist has enlisted to lessen evil, disease, and death. And he will overcome them by understanding their nothingness and the allness of God or good. Sickness, to him, is no less a temptation than is sin. And he heals them both by understanding God's power over them. The Christian Scientist knows that they are errors of belief which truth can and will destroy. Close quote. We realize how our leader worked and sacrificed in order to give us this truth, which enables us to solve every problem, to really know that our life, our health, our intelligence, and every good thing we have comes directly from God, infinite love. Let us be awake to our opportunity and responsibility of making a better world, a universe of peace and plenty for everyone, a universe governed by divine mind. This will enable man to be at one with God and to know the utter unreality of all claims of matter, sin, disease, and death. Quote, divine truth, life, and love gave Jesus authority over sin, sickness, and death. His mission was to reveal the science of celestial being, to prove what God is and what he does for man. Close quote. Then Jesus' mission was not just to heal the sick and make man comfortable in matter, but to make us conscious of God's presence and his eternal preservation of man in his likeness. Mrs. Eddy further states, quote, Jesus patiently persisted in teaching and demonstrating the truth of being. His students saw this power of truth heal the sick, cast out evil, raise the dead. But the ultimate of this wonderful work was not spiritually discerned, even by them, until after the crucifixion, when their immaculate teacher stood before them, the victor over sickness, sin, disease, death, and the grave. Close quote. It is well for us to contemplate whether we comprehend even the simple statements of our dear leader and are demonstrating our understanding.